Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are talking about the second of three capitalization tests for buildings. It is called the Restoration Test. The regulation is TRIS, Reg. 1.263A-3K. The question this test asks is, does this expenditure restore the unit of property to its previous condition or rebuild it to like new status? If it does, the cost is restoration and restorations must be capitalized. The regulation defines three situations that trigger restoration treatment. The first situation, you replace a component and you've already claimed a tax loss on the old component when it was retired. In other words, you remove the old piece, recognize the loss on its remaining basis, and now you're putting in a new one. The replacement cost is a capitalized restoration. The second situation, you repair the property to its condition before a casualty event and you already claimed a casualty loss under Internal Revenue Code Section 165. The amount you pay to restore the property after the loss must be capitalized. The third situation, you rebuild the property to a like new condition after it reaches the end of its class life. If the property is at the end of its economic life and you bring it back to like new status, that is a restoration. Inside these three situations, there is a standard that gets litigated often. Restoration also occurs when you replace a major component or a substantial structural part of the unit of property. Whether something rises to that level is a facts and circumstances question, and it is one of the most disputed areas in building cost segregation audits. Here is the key point. The unit of property here is not the whole building. It is the individual system as defined by the regulation we covered in an earlier episode. Each of the nine building systems, HVAC, plumbing, electrical, and so on, is its own unit. So, a major component is measured against its system, not against the entire building. A cost segregation study supports this analysis in a direct way. The study records the original cost of each component and each system. When you replace something years later, you compare the replacement cost against the original component cost. That comparison tells you whether the replaced piece was a major component. Without that record, the calculation has no anchor. There is also a related benefit. When you replace a component that was already identified in your depreciation records, you can make a partial disposition election. That lets you write off the remaining costs of the old component at the moment you replace it, rather than continuing to depreciate a component that no longer exists. We cover the partial disposition election in a separate episode, but the restoration test and the partial disposition rules connect closely. The restoration test is the second of three tests in the BRA framework. It tells you when a replacement is more than a repair. A cost seg study is the tool that gives you the numbers you need to make the call. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Visit your report's authority library to see how these regulations connect to your property.